Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about someone who was cleansed by reading to you from Matthew chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. Here's what we read. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed, and Jesus said to him, see that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Under Jewish ceremonial law, it was absolutely forbidden to touch a leper. If you did, you would receive the ceremonial impurity that the leper constantly lived with. And if the leprosy was of a contagious type, one risked terrible disease. Nevertheless, Jesus put out his hand and touched him. This was a bold and compassionate touch from the Savior. The idea is that the leper kept his distance from Jesus, but Jesus put out his hand and touched him. This made the touch all the more meaningful to the afflicted man. And of course, as soon as Jesus touched him, he was no longer a leper. Still, Jesus touched him. Jesus did not have to touch the leper in order to heal him. He could have healed him with a word or even with a thought. Yet he healed the leper with a touch because that is what the leper needed. Lepers didn't see much compassion, and many people bragged about how much they hated lepers. Yet Mark says that when Jesus looked upon this leper, he was moved with compassion. That's found in Mark chapter 1, verse 41. You see, it had been a long, long time since this leper had seen a face of compassion or felt a loving touch. Matthew tells us, immediately his leprosy was cleansed. The former leper's life was changed forever. He was not only healed, but as he requested, he was cleansed. Jesus had recently said, ask and it will be given to you. That's in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Now, this was certainly true for the cleansed former leper, who is the first individual person mentioned in Matthew's gospel that Jesus healed. After healing the man, Jesus told him, see that you tell no one. Jesus often commanded people to be quiet about their healing or some miraculous work that Jesus had done for them. He did this because he wanted to keep down the excitement of the crowds until the proper time for his formal revelation to Israel. In addition, Jesus's miracles were not primarily calculated to make him famous or a celebrity, though they certainly did give testimony to his ministry. But more so, Jesus healed to meet the needs of specific individuals and to demonstrate the present power of the Messiah in the setting of love and care for the personal needs of humble people. Jesus also told the healed man, show yourself to the priest. Jesus commanded the man to give a testimony to the priest. And what a testimony it was! The Mosaic law commanded specific sacrifices upon the healing of a leper. And when the man reported it to the priests, they had no doubt had to perform that ceremony that they were rarely or ever performing. Going to the priest would also bring the former leper back into society. Jesus wanted the healing of the man's disease to have as much benefit as possible. The way Jesus blessed this leper shows us that we need more than our apparent need. The leper needed healing, but he also and especially needed cleansing. Jesus is here to meet your apparent need, but also your deeper need for cleansing. By faith, today, receive what Jesus has to give you.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.